9. Political science. Listen to a lecture in a political science class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
A monarchy is a form of government in which a single person has sovereign power over the entire state or nation. Now, absolute monarchies are monarchies in which the person in power can rule completely as he or she wants, without facing any opposition from the people or even from legal forces. This deal sounds great if you're the person in power, not so great if you're one of the people being ruled over. And, well, I can read your minds. You're probably thinking that this method of governing is bad, really bad, always really bad. But you know what? You'd be wrong. Actually, absolute monarchies have some distinct advantages. One good thing about an absolute monarchy is that, well, with a good leader, a strong leader, that leader can do great things for the country because that person has the power to do anything they can think of. For example, Catherine the Great, the Empress of Russia between, let's see, 1762 and 1796, pushed for absolute power. And regardless of what you think of her personally, she actually did some great things for Russia. For one, she strengthened the middle class and tried to get rid of taxes for the people. What else? Oh, she wrote a document that helped abolish cruel practices in the justice system. So, she's proof that if the monarch is educated and good-hearted, as was Catherine the Great, then many good things can come about through an absolute monarchy. Another benefit is that absolute monarchies don't require elections. Now, it may seem like a bad thing that the citizens wouldn't get to choose who governs them, but that's not necessarily the case, especially in the past. You see, much of the population used to be illiterate. They couldn't read or write, and this would clearly make elections difficult. What's more, such people would have a hard time learning about government in the first place. With an absolute monarchy, the population doesn't have to worry about elections, voting, or any government issues. The new ruler is generally decided by succession. The son of the current king, for example, and laws are made by the monarch.
1. What does the speaker say about Catherine the Great? Two. According to the professor, which of the following is an advantage of absolute monarchies? Three. According to the professor, why was it good that monarchies did not have elections?